This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Wyoming and Colorado sign an agreement this week to work together on carbon storage projects. It's a model that could expand to other states. Projects like this aren't happening yet, but state officials say they wanted to be proactive. Lily Barco with the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality says the region is becoming a hub for carbon storage initiatives.
Here in the Rocky Mountain region, we have very deep freshwater aquifers.
Carbon dioxide is injected into those aquifers well below drinking water sources. The states say they're working to ensure the CO2 doesn't migrate upwards and cause contamination. Colorado lawmakers overwhelmingly approved legislation to treat some of the governor's staff more like other lobbyists, an effort the governor's staff called absurd. Ray Solomon explains.
Only two House members rejected the bill. The rest, all 62 of them, thumbed their noses at Governor Jared Polis, voting in favor of making his staff publicly disclose their legislative positions and follow the same transparency rules as any outside lobbyist. That is, if the governor signs the bill into law, which he does not appear at all inclined to do. A Polis spokesperson says it's an attempt to block his administration from crafting policy and called it, quote, absurd to treat his staff like lobbyists. He said Polis would sign the bill only if legislators agree to hold themselves to the same standards. While it appears lawmakers do have the votes to override a governor's veto, there's not enough time left in the legislative session to pull that off.
This is CPR News at 6:06.